time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God, no.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hi, Anonymous.
Hi, I have a big problem.
Uh-oh, what happened?
What did you do?
Well, I did something that I think is kind of bad, but it makes me worried that I'm a witch.
What?
Makes you worried? Did you say witch with a W?
Yeah, witch with a W, like a witch. Yeah.
Yeah, why? We got that. Thank you.
Why do you think you're a witch?
I know it sounds like it's funny, but it's kind of scary. I think I put a love spell on my boyfriend.
What?
You put a love spell on your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Yeah, I mean.
What happened?
Talk about like secret untapped powers. I mean, who knew? So I dated this guy. I don't want to give his name, obviously.
No, yeah, obviously.
Right.
And just for like just under a year, and he broke up with me. And I mean, you know, I really liked him, and I was devastated and heartbroken and angry and all the things you feel. And then I, in my eating ice cream and watching endless movies phase of depression, I saw this movie about a witch who did a love spell that like worked, and this guy fell in love with her. And then I
was this a documentary or was it a? Sorry, go ahead.
I don't really watch documentaries.
No, I get it.
Like a movie.
So yeah. You were watching a movie and a witch cast a spell on her boyfriend to get him back, and you thought, oh, I'm going to do that too.
Well, I mean, it seemed worth a try, and then it worked. It was so crazy.
Wait, it actually worked?
So, what did you do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like timing or whatever, but it just happened that the 9-month anniversary of our first date was coming up.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not right. I guess it was like around the year anniversary of our first date. I'm not good with dates.
Okay.
And it was midnight.
Well, you're a witch, not an accountant.
I mean, it'll have to be midnight, right? But I had a picture of the two of us on the beach, like on a really happy day. So I put that picture like up in front of me, and there were candles all around, and I was burning incense, and I had herbal tea. I just thought that kind of went with everything. And then I just like sat there and chanted our names. Like, you know, his name and then my name, like, over and over and over for, like, an hour. And then, I mean, I fell asleep. Like, it was late.
Right. No, I get it. Maybe coffee instead of herbal tea next time.
And that's a lot of times to say someone's name.
Yeah, really.
For an hour.
So what happened? How did you guys, how did he fall in love with you?
Well, I mean, I woke up the next day and I was sort of like, I didn't feel any different, but I guess it was more about him. And then, I mean, I kind of forgot about it because it was 3 weeks later, and then he called me out of the blue, like from nowhere, to tell me that he'd been thinking about me and like couldn't stop thinking about me, and now we're back together.
Well, that's fantastic.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I mean, yeah, like I'm really excited in one way, but then I kind of feel like, I mean, how do I know that he says he's in love with me, but like, how do I know he's really in love with me and it's not just because of the spell?
So now you think you're a witch.
Is he going to get mad at me?
Huh.
Should I tell him or should I not tell him?
Oh, definitely don't tell him.
I would definitely, yeah.
You cannot tell him.
What Megan said. What Megan said. If you want to break, unless you want to break the spell, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, how am I ever going to know if this is real?
I mean, I feel like it's real. hang on 1 second, Anonymous. We have some witches on the phone that maybe want to comment. And then also we're going to need you to chant, give Mark and Megan a raise while staring at a picture
amazing.
Of our boss. Okay. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Great, Josh. What'd you want to say?
Well, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, I can definitely relate. I definitely believe her.
You can relate?
Yeah. You know, it's totally possible. And the same thing happened. My mother and father. That's how they fell in love. It was,
you know, your mom's a witch?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a witch or what it is, but you know, she definitely channeled some like supernatural power, and it was like the same process of chanting his name in the middle of the night. I mean, my parents have been together forever. They're great parents, and you know, I can relate. And she should not tell him. If she tells him, it'll break the spell.
What? It'll break the spell because he's like, you crazy, and he's going to take off. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, obviously.
That's what I would say. It's better for him not to know.
Well, okay, but wait, you know that your mom cast a spell on your dad, and that didn't break the spell.
That's true.
Well, my father doesn't know. Me and my brother and my sister know, but my father doesn't know.
What?
Come on.
I don't know. I just said this. Truth be told,
you really think that your mom is a witch and she cast a spell on your dad?
Maybe she told you that when you were little, just to like just tell you a funny story.
Wait, let me ask you a question, Josh. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever, like, when your mom's sweeping up, do you ever see her like jump on the broom and take a spin around the neighborhood?
No, I mean it's not like that.
Yeah. When she gets wet, does she melt accidentally?
Accidentally?
Oh no.
No, like she hasn't avoided taking a shower her whole life because no.
I mean, my parents are in love, deeply in love, and I think it has something to do with that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, that's cool, man.
Yeah,
that's
super cool.
Hey, growing up, did you ever have, like, a pet flying monkey?
No.
No, okay, all right. Just,
now
just
you're
checking.
Just stereotype, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm stereotyping witches.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my bad. Hey, thanks so much for your call. 340-9595. Tanya from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're also a witch?
Oh, no, I'm not actually a witch, but I can relate as well because I've tried that with my husband.
Wait,
we got
it
married.
Worked?
Wait, so
yeah,
it,
well,
so you
I
are a witch?
No, I can't say that it works because you never know if that's the case or if it's just really true love. But
okay.
I know we've been through a lot.
So what did you do? You put the photo down and lit the candles and chanted? What was your...
Actually, I took a piece of, a wad of both of our hair and set a little chant over it and burnt it and buried it in the ground.
Oh, my God.
Does your husband know that you did this?
I actually was honest with him and told him, and he thought I was crazy, but he was like, well,
too late now.
For me, then I have family members who know how to undo it. I'm like, okay, well, if that's the case, go ahead. But I'm just still here.
Wow. At least you were smart and you told him after he was already your husband. Because
yeah.
Then, you know, it would be a whole process.
No, that's exactly
he was just
right.
A boyfriend.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. Oh, my God. 340-9595. Park, good morning. How are you?
Hi. Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good. Are you a witch, too?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, good. There's a lot of them, apparently, in Jacksonville. I didn't know.
No, I'm not a witch. But I was always taught that honesty is the best policy, and I feel she should tell him only because it's not really her place to make him be with her. You know, like, he should be able to be with the person he wants to be with.
Okay, but you're now assuming that she actually had the power to make him want to be in love with her.
Right.
Well, no, I'm mainly saying that she shouldn't be trying to cast a spell on him anyways. If they're not meant to be, then it should, don't force something that's not going to work,
right.
You know?
No, I get all that.
But that she didn't actually force it. She thinks she did, but like she didn't, like he came back to her without her saying anything to him.
Like he called her out of the blue, said, hey, I want to get back together. Now they're back together. So you think she should now go to him and say, I know why you called me out of the blue. It's because one night I sat up till midnight drinking herbal tea, lighting candles, and chanting our names over a photo of us at the beach.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But the thing is, though, there's only two ways that could go. Either he'll be like, oh, wow, she really cares about me that she went to that extent. Or, like you guys were saying earlier, she's freaking crazy.
Yeah. You're right. He could think, wow, you really do love me a lot. I'm lucky to have you. Or, I need to get as far away from you as possible.
I mean, just
exactly.
I don't think you should ever say anything. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. It's working out. She's happy. He's happy. Who cares?
Isn't that part of the witch's code, Megan? Like, you're not supposed to tell people you're a witch?
I mean, I don't know why you're saying Megan. Like, I'm a witch. I don't know.
Right, but you wouldn't tell me if you were because it's part of your code, right?
Yes. I don't know. Google it.
Okay. Justin, Google the witch's code. That'll get IT down here quickly. I'm like, who's Googling witch's code?
No, Dan. I've Googled worse.
Dan from St. Mary's. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Great, Dan. What'd you want to say?
I had to call in because I wanted you guys to think that not all of your listeners are crazy, but I've had a friend who used to say that she could do witchcraft and spells and all that. I never really saw it. Anytime you would say, hey, why don't you do something that you say you could do, she all of a sudden... The spirits weren't
right.
Lying right, or something like that.
Right. It's like, why don't all psychics win the lottery? It's the same damn thing.
Right.
Right.
I injured my leg one time, and she said she was going to cast a healing spell for me. Oddly enough, the healing spell was at the same rate as the natural human healing ability.
Yeah, like, don't call it a healing spell unless it's going to, like, be better the next day.
Right. Like, I think it's a lot of coincidence, you know. I think this girl is safe with her boyfriend. Probably best I'm not telling him, but I think she's safe by it not being dark magic.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it, yeah. Hi, Cassie. Your leg will be healed in 7 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, right?
Like, you're welcome.
Wow, thank you so much.
Ooga booga. 340-9595.
95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.